Talk4Radio.com.
Join me, Rebecca Christensen-Mapson, in real time for real topics on Real Talk with Rebecca on 4Radio.com. Join me, Rebecca Christensen.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, welcome to Tamara's Table with Miss Georgia Ambassador Tamara Savino. Tamara, take it away.
Hello, Maria.
Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tamara's Table on 4Radio.com. It's the 4Radio family. We're so happy for all of you that were able to join us tonight. This broadcast will be recorded. This is a live show, so we'll share with you on my Facebook and all across Facebook the message for tonight, which is basically starting off with a prayer of thanksgiving. We open every Tamara's Table with a prayer, and this particular prayer is a simple prayer for thanksgiving that will help you align your heart and focus on the things that are going well in your life. So let's pray for just a moment, okay? I want you to think about how God wants to give him thanks. He always wants us to give him our praises. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us that constant thanksgiving is his will for our lives. This simple prayer for thanksgiving I'm sharing tonight at Tamara's Table will help you align your heart and focus on the things that are going well in your life. And we thank you, Father. And here's our prayer of thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this beautiful day that you have made for all of us. We thank you for our lives and for the lives of our loved ones. We cherish you, Father. We cherish the treasure that you are in our hearts. We thank you, Father, for your presence in our lives, for the confidence that we have in you and the plans you have for us. We thank you for the immeasurable amount of love you have for us and how comforting it is to know that your spirit is always with us. And we thank you, Lord, for all the big and small wins that we attain daily, that you provide so graciously for us by the strength of your spirit. We love you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you here at Tamara's Table. We thank you for the things in our lives that we take for granted sometimes. And we thank you for your everlasting holy love and your righteousness, Father. We say all these things to you and we lift you up in total praise. Amen. Okay, tonight we're going to start our show with a little bit of fun, okay? I know a lot of you enjoy some of the holiday festivities that kick off just after Thanksgiving, you know, but I want you to think about Charlie Brown for a minute. Some of us have really enjoyed through the years, at least I know I have, Maria, the whimsical fun, you know, of the Charlie Brown, you know, cartoons. And, of course, you know, at the festive holidays, Charlie Brown is often, you know, commemorated every year. And, Thanksgiving and Christmas is no exception. Okay, one of my favorites is Snoopy. Okay, I'm a Snoopy fan. I don't know if you have a favorite character. Maria, do you happen to have a particular character that you care about, like maybe more than the other?
It's always been Cinderella.
Ah, nice. fairy tale.
It's just because she was just so sweet, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's great. You know, and I want to remind people that, you know, a lot of Christmas decorations are already, you know, showing up and lights, you know, around the malls and the stores. You know, don't let that, you know, upset you. You know, perhaps you could look at it in a new light. You know, it's a blessing that we're here to celebrate. And some people are just so excited to get the holiday season started that they're already putting up their tree. We don't have our tree up yet in our home. But you know what? Some people have a seasonal type of issue with, you know, just getting through the holidays. It can be difficult, you know, for a lot of people, okay? And from a Charlie Brown episode that I recall, you know, Charlie Brown said, you know, holidays always depress me. And Sally Brown says, I know what you mean. I went down to buy a turkey tree and all they have are things for Christmas. And Charlie Brown said, for Christmas already? Good grief. And I wanted to share that tonight because I know some of you are laughing with me. Don't let all of those things or those commercial things that you're seeing, get to you. If you're one of those that likes to say, you know, let me just take my turkey, you know, take my holiday one step at a time. You know, I can't think about Christmas until I've had my Thanksgiving meal. You know, I get that. But today we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving, okay? We're not going to jump ahead to Christmas because guess what? We're going to have a show next month, too, and that's going to be a Christmas-focused holiday show. So this particular show is going to take it a step at a time for those of you that enjoy taking your holidays, you know, as they come. And now Charlie Brown once said, you know, I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner. All I can make is cold cereal and maybe toast. And Linus said, that's right. I've seen you make toast. You can't butter it, but maybe we can help you. Snoopy, you go out to the garage and make a table we can set up in the backyard. Now, I guess some of you are probably grinning right now. You can imagine, you know, Charlie Brown and Linus with his dirty little blanket and his little, you know, dusty nose going out back with Snoopy to prepare a nice setup in the backyard for all of this, you know, Snoopy and the gang. So it's not to hijack, you know, the peanuts and get in trouble for, you know, sharing too much about that. I think you know where this is going. We want to imagine Tamara's table being sort of like that table in the backyard, you know, where we've got, you know, everything set up for a party and we're inviting Holy Spirit to partake in it tonight. God is so good. We want to give thanks to the Lord, for he is so good and his love endures forever. God is good, and we want to talk about that tonight. We want to share with you that, you know, from an early age, you know, we're taught that, you know, we want to teach our children, you know, a prayer. And a lot of times, you know, we'll teach the kids something that goes like this. You know, I think a lot of you might remember from childhood, God is good, you know, God is great, and we thank him for our plate. And by his hands we are fed, give us, Lord, our daily bread. So it's a simple prayer and a prayer of thanksgiving. And we've taught so many of us, you know, a prayer like this or similar to this to our children, or we've prayed it as our children, you know, as we were children, or our parents or our grandparents or someone special in our lives might have taught it to us. We're taught to pray for our food and to bless it, for he's so good. We want to always remember this, that because God is good because of his mercy. God is not just good, God is great. So I want to say that as well. The verse that we could read, you know, in the Bible about this is Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So while we were still sinners, let's think about that. We didn't deserve it. So, you know, did we? We hadn't even been born yet at that point, right? So what we deserved is to die and spend eternity in a place called hell? I don't think so either. So we all have sinned, and none of us have fallen short of, you know, the sin. And, but no one deserves to die. But, you know, Christ did die for our sins. Imagine that. It's such a great, incredible gift he gave us. In Romans 6:23, he says, you know, about the wages of sin is death, you know, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And God in his mercy gave us a gift of his only begotten son to pay the price that was ours to pay. And that is what mercy really is all about. That is mercy, okay? So God is good for his mercy, and we should thank him for his mercy. Not just at Thanksgiving, but every day. Now, Thanksgiving was, you know, an Americanized type holiday because we wanted to celebrate where the pilgrims and the Indians came together and broke bread together, and they came together, and they had a meal together, and there was fellowship. So Thanksgiving, for me, and probably for many people, is about fellowship. It isn't just about sitting down and just eating until you're so sleepy and want to pass out on the couch from too much turkey, or, you know, maybe it's not about the pies, it's not about the ice cream or the whipped cream or the special cookies, you know, that grandma baked. It's about fellowship, okay? It's about God being so good for his mercy and his grace. So I want everyone to embrace that, not just at Christmas, which you're seeing kind of lighting up all around you now, wherever you are, but prior to what they call Black Friday, which is the big shopping day where people go out to, you know, enjoy and have lunch or dinner or a snack or a Starbucks or, you know, a coffee or something, a tea somewhere, or just getting together with their family to watch a football game. Whatever the case may be, just remember wherever you are that as we go from Thanksgiving and we, you know, branch out into the holiday season, that we're not just celebrating Christ's birth, but we're still always celebrating the resurrection, okay? Because Christ died for our sins, okay? And he gave us his grace and mercy. And without that, we would not have fellowship. We would not have forgiveness, okay? We would not have a heavenly, beautiful place, you know, to aspire to. We wouldn't have a celebration of his birth because he would not have been celebrated yet. Okay. He's celebrated as a king. That is why we celebrate him, because he is a king. He is the incredible, all loving, all forgiving Lord Jesus. He was born in a manger, as the story goes in the Bible. And he was taken in where there was no room for him in the inn. Where am I going with this, with Thanksgiving? Once again, the situation in the manger was also a fellowship. People saw the star and they came from afar. They came for so many miles following the light, which was a light provided by God over the beautiful, blessed baby Jesus. And because of this birth, we celebrate. We are so full of joy. Now I ask you this. As you go into the Thanksgiving season next week, as you're getting together with family and friends or shopping or just taking some time to just reflect on the purpose of Thanksgiving, please won't you look at it as more than just a big Thanksgiving festive national holiday. It is really also a holy time. It is a time for us to thank the Lord for all we are grateful for, how we are grateful to God for his good graciousness and mercy towards us. And, you know, grace is the most beautiful, most amazing gift that God has given us. And we don't have to do anything but ask him to receive him. So Tamara's table is kind of like that table, like I said, you know, in the Charlie Brown story, where anyone is welcome to pull up a chair and, you know, join hands with us and just be in a fellowship here with us at the Four Radio family. You know, we're so grateful for all of you, and we're so glad that we have God's forgiving grace and mercy, and that we have your friendship here at the at Tamara's Table. I want to share with you also some additional points to consider how God is so great. In Titus 2:13, you know, we want to focus on God's greatness, and the main reason that God is great is because of what he can do. We talk about great football plays, right? That a lot of football happening Thanksgiving week. And so maybe when you're watching the big game, you can think about, wow, that was a great play. Okay, that was a really great play. God is great. And, you know, we can talk about one of our Christmas shows that's going to be airing next week. You know, perhaps some of you are watching some of those shows already because they're so upbeat and uplifting. I know I have. And, you know, a little plug here, but I love the Hallmark Channel for those wholesome movies that they provide. So fun, so festive. So when we talk about a show or a movie that we've seen and we think it was great, you know, we want to say, what makes it so great? Well, you know what? What makes all of this so great is that God provides it all. God is so great. He gives us everything. Literally everything that we have comes from him. Every blessing is from the Lord. Jeremiah 32:17, we can say, oh, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you, nothing too hard for you. So I want you to think about that too. There's nothing too hard for God. Whatever you're going through, or if this is a difficult time of year for you, if you've lost a loved one or you're going through a crisis or someone is hurting right now who's on this call and listening, just remember that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, God tells us that old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And the God who made the lame to walk and the blind to see is the same God that will heal you today. And the same God that each of us know about is the same one that parted the sea to free the children of Israel, free from their bondage. It's the same God who can free you from your bondages as well. Think about what is holding you back and what is hurting you now. What is it that's holding you back from having the absolute total blessing that you deserve in the Lord Jesus, that he's provided for you? The same God who walked on the water and calmed the sea is the same God who can calm the storms and sea in your life as well. So let me tell you, our God is not just good. God is great. He is a great God, and he is able to do whatever he pleases, so we should thank him this Thanksgiving season for his greatness that makes him able to do the things he does for us in his glory. Good, God is great, and we thank him for our plate, which leads me to my next point. God deserves our thanks. Our prayer states that we are to thank him for our plate, but we should not stop there. Ephesians 5:20 tells us that giving thanks always to God is the way to live our lives. We want to thank always for all things. Always means all the time. All things should mean the good times as well as the bad. That's right. It's easy to thank God during the good times, isn't it? But it's when we have those times that are not so good that we should still look to God and give thanks for his tender mercies. In Philippians 1:29, it reminds us that for to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. Just because you enter into a personal relationship with Jesus doesn't mean that you will never have storms in your life. It simply means that you have someone to get you through your every day, your every moment, every day and through the holidays. So don't be afraid. Whatever you're going through in this life, just remember, we will always have problems, Christian or not, but you will always have the promise of Jesus and the life to come, which is made perfect with Jesus in eternity. So now we want to give thanks, believe it or not, for those good times and bad times. During our Thanksgiving week, we can talk to Jesus and say it's because of him that we know that these circumstances, this too shall pass, and that we are in the time of His glory and His benefits for our lives. Now, moving on to some other key points I want to just share with you before we close out our message tonight. If you're having any problems with someone in your life, just remember that person wasn't born in a barn and they weren't Jesus and they're not perfect. They weren't born in a manger and they probably didn't have a star over their head. We are all, you know, bought at a price. Jesus Christ is the Heavenly Father. He is the Son. He's the Holy Spirit. He's the three in one. Just remember, when you're thinking of someone who has hurt you or has maybe just fallen a little short of your expectation, reset. Reset, take it to Jesus, and just remember, this person is human, just like you and I. You need to find a place in your heart during the Thanksgiving holiday to love and forgive. To give love even to those who you may not feel necessarily deserve it. God decides who's deserving. God deserves our thanks, and we thank Him for everything, which leads us to this last point. God is good, God is great, and we thank Him for our plate. By His hands we are fed, we give us, Lord, our daily bread. God gives us everything. So the final part of my message is James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, and it comes down from the Heavenly Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. One time during a Thanksgiving, you know, we had a moment where everyone was giving something that they were thankful for. You know, I remember that, and it was easy for a while, but, you know, you just kind of didn't want to repeat what someone else had already said. So at first you heard things that were pretty obvious, you know, food, family, friends, they were thankful for, but then some thought had to be put into it. I would ask you this holiday season to put more thought into what is the most gracious thing that God has done for you and to thank Him for it. I ask you to reflect upon the previous year and the year ahead and ask God, what can you be more thankful for? How can you be more grateful in your daily life? So this year, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, let's remember how good and great God really is, how He willingly gave His life for us so that we can spend eternity with Him in heaven forever. And let's not ever forget how His plan was designed for everyone to be thankful for His salvation. In 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I urge you to take a look, Thanksgiving, yourself and the people around you. Who can you love? Can you love yourself greater? Can you love your fellow man more? Can you give your family and friends more love and more from yourself? Can we be more selfless? Can we be less selfish? And a simple prayer of thanksgiving for us, from the young to the old, we can give thanks, not just one day in a year, not just on Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter, but one day at a time, every day of our lives, every day of the year, moment by moment, always loving God and thanking Him and being gracious for Him in all things. Now, I want to just pass on another thought to you before we talk about something exciting, which is a new venture that Maria and I are embarking on in the fundraising area. I want to talk briefly about some blessings you may be overlooking. That's right. So I ask you also in the Thanksgiving and upcoming Christmas season into our next show, are you grateful for your life? This is your life. Get excited. This is your life. Imagine you're on stage and you're just, the curtains open and everyone's watching, okay? If you could step up to the front of the stage and tell everyone you know, anyone who will listen, what are the blessings you're most, thankful for? I want you to consider 13 blessings you may be overlooking. And here we go. Ready? 1, wisdom. So through life, we have many opportunities to grow as a person and gain greater awareness and understanding of ourselves and the world around us. This is a true blessing. So I want you to learn from our mistakes, and we need to grow from our experiences as a part of this gift in life. Let's all recognize how fortunate we really are to be able to grow spiritually and reflect on our own existence in order to reach greater contentment in our lives. Number two, service. As human beings, we have been blessed to be able to give and serve others. We can do kind things for other people, or we can help another person in need. And we can get the same behavior reciprocated toward ourselves by taking an approach to give back what we've been given and help others to feel better, because it's a wonderful gift. During the holiday season, just remember, it is as good to receive as it is to give. I'm going to say that again. It is as good to receive as it is to give. It's reciprocal. Christmas is not just about shopping and buying gifts and giving presents. It is about the wonderful gift of the Lord. It is about the wonderful gift of fellowship. So when we grow full of gratitude and joy, we can begin to share it with others in our lives. Okay, number three, I'm going to move through these pretty quickly because we want to talk about our fundraiser, because we want to give here at 4 Radio Family. And we are super excited about giving back. Number three, protection. We are all afforded protection. So think of the many close calls and moments in your life where you had what I call an aha angel moment. I don't know about you, but I've had some. So I want you to think about those close calls and moments in your life or your family's life or in a friend's life where you safely made it through a precarious situation. Most of us have had a sense of security and faith that we're going to be okay in difficult times, and that's great. This is something to be very grateful for. So don't forget that one this Thanksgiving, okay? Things may not be perfect, but as long as we have a sense of safety and protection, who is our Lord and Savior, and all these beautiful angels who surround us, it makes it possible to experience love, pleasure, and trust in our lives and in our relationships. Okay, number four, rest. If you have a holiday and you have Turkey Day off, or if you're working, whatever your case may be, please stop and take time to rest. It is as good to receive as it is to give. I'm going to say that again. It is as good to receive as it is to give. Do not see receiving to yourself as being selfish or being, self-centered or even narcissistic. I will use a very, big term in psychology. Rest is essential to the success of your life. Rest is essential for your human body to function at optimal, okay? I want you to remember during the holiday season, if you've been running really hard and you've been working really hard, take time to rest. Now, if you have a tight personality like me, you're always on the go, and, viewing rest and relaxation as a blessing can sometimes be overlooked. So we need to make sure that we take the time to restore our bodies and minds, and that we take the time to relax, because it's one of the most valuable gifts we can receive in this busy season, okay? It provides us with a new beginning and a fresh perspective in life. So don't take for granted the opportunity to simply have a beautiful moment, relax, and be restful, okay? Recognize your downtown as a blessing, okay? You want to take time to get out and enjoy the festivities, all right? You want to smile and embrace the joy of the season, and use that time if you need to rest, to reset with your family or with yourself. All right, that leads me to my next one, okay, Maria? Number five, big one for us, healing and health. If you're going through a difficult medical situation right now, this may be very hard to accept, but our bodies are made to heal. That's right. Every cut, scrape, and bruise heals in time. Focus on the magnificent body you have that God gave you, the temple of God, which is only one body that you get. You better take care of it. He's not going to give you another one. Now, focus on the natural healing abilities. Learn to pray, meditate, reflect on the gratefulness in your life during the holiday season. Learn to cherish your health, preserve it. And when you get sick, feel blessed. Take the time to be quiet. Take the time to be still with the Lord. And allow yourself to embrace healing, and you will get better. I want you to focus on healing health during the holiday season. Okay, next one. Number six, we're going to have to go a little faster. Guidance. We all have moments where we receive guidance, whether directly or indirectly. So we are given advice and receive advice every day. If we are willing to stop and notice these moments, feel blessed when you ask someone a question and they happily give you advice. It may not be your truth or what you agree with, and it's fine to say, I don't agree with that. Don't allow also anyone to impose their ideas on you if it's not something that you wholly accept. However, listen, and then remember, there's an infinite amount of knowledge in the world that is at our fingertips. Please access the guidance in your life. Ask God to be the key guider in your life. Listen to God, not people, okay? You should always follow the Lord and the Holy Spirit first and foremost, okay? That is your spiritual compass. So when I talk about guidance, I want you to put God first in your daily life during the holiday season, and I want you to reflect on how God's grace and his guidance, you know, will help to take you to where you're supposed to be, especially if you're uncertain about something that's just around the corner, okay? All right, next one, purpose. I want everyone to reflect on their purpose during the holiday season, okay? We just need to discover it. So when we uncover our purpose, we have a whole new outlook on our lives, and we can approach each day with vigor and resolve. It's a true blessing to uncover the purpose in ourselves. Number 8, free will. God gives us free will. I want to go into that one quickly. All right, God is not going to fix everything for you unless you're willing to take responsibility and accountability. You have free will. God gives you free will. It's an amazing thing to have free will. Don't abuse it. Go to the Lord when he gives you free will and make better choices in our lives. Make choices that give us a better sense of control. In the sense, we have control over our entire destiny. We can also make some choices that will cause us to learn from our mistakes and become a better person ultimately. Okay, we can choose to have fun. We can pursue goals, and we are free to choose how to live our life. No matter what others say, it is a blessing, okay? Free will is a huge blessing. If you don't thank God for anything else this holiday season, you can thank him for free will. Next one, abundance. We are made to experience abundance and have our heart's desires, and the universe does not lack in any outlet. There is enough in the world for everyone, and I mean everyone. This relates to creative ideas, wealth, and influence. The world's abundance may not be distributed equally, and it may seem often unfair. Do not reflect on the unfairness. So I urge you, don't let that fool you. There's enough for everyone. Yes, everyone, including you. Abundance, a great one to celebrate this holiday season. Number 10, eternity. Wow. It's one thing that is easily overlooked in our day-to-day hustle and bustle, okay, especially during the holidays. We're maybe not thinking about eternity. We're just trying to think about how we're going to just get through the holiday season with work and family and commitments that we've made. The holiday rush, you know, some people feel even stressed about, you know, getting the perfect gift, you know, for somebody. You know, don't stress it. Think about eternity, all right? You got all the time in the world until you get there. All right, slow down. I've been talking really fast, but I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to eternity, you need to kind of focus and slow down. We're here to live the dash. Okay, I share with people this. Life is about the dash. Okay, on your tombstone someday, it's going to say the time that you were born and the time that you died. Okay, and there's a dash in between. All right, that's the dash. That's where you're living right now. You're in the dash. So live the dash. All right. Now, there are many beliefs about what happens after we die. So that leads me to this. But there's one thing that seems persistent, okay, the eternity of time. And we are all a part of this eternity. We are all a part of the eternal and everlasting eternity. We only need to just ask Jesus in our hearts and receive it. Once again, let's go back to what I said earlier. It is as good to receive as it is to give. God gave his gift on the cross. Now all you need to do is receive it. It's that easy. All right, if you want more questions about how to receive the Lord, reach out to 4 Radio Family and we'll be happy to pray with you. Number 11, love and sorrow. That's a big one. Okay, our relationships, friends, and family are something to be very grateful for every day. Having someone who can give us support and allows us to experience love and affection is an amazing blessing. It is truly a gift from the Lord. So whenever you develop a loving relationship of any kind, realize how much of a blessing it really is in your life. Do not take advantage of other people. Love them. Accept them for who they are. Don't try to change people. Let people be who God designed them to be. Listen, cherish relationships in all the joy and sorrow they provide. As the saying goes, it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. Cherish your relationships. They are truly a treasure from the Lord. Number 12, patience. When you're waiting in line, sitting in traffic, maybe just standing in the line at the coffee shop during the holiday season, I urge you to think about patience. Be kind. Someone's working that day. Maybe you have the day off. Maybe you're stressed because you're working. You have somewhere to be, and you just want to get your coffee and just dash in and dash out. Remember, we're living the dash, and other people are around us living the dash with us. Be kind to those people. Many of these people have families to go home to, and they're working late hours to serve you during the holiday season. Please be cognizant of this fact. Show appreciation, show love and consideration for others, especially people in the service industry. It's definitely a time of year where we require to have a positive shift to recognize what a blessing it is and what an ability we need to have to practice patience with others. Patience gives us a chance to be at peace with ourselves and with others around us. It allows us to experience the present moment and remain contented in the world of immediate gratification. Next time you have an opportunity to be patient with someone this holiday season, please recognize it as a blessing and use this capability to your ultimate, ultimate fullest. I ask you also to consider buying someone a cup of coffee, treating a stranger, buying someone something in line. You're standing there in line, you know, hey, maybe you want to just say, hey, I'm going to pay for the guy behind me or the lady behind me. Whatever it is, practice patience and practice loving others around you. The new commandment God gave us is to love one another. Don't forget this. Number 13, work. What? You guys are probably like, wait a minute, I'm trying to get off work. It's the holidays. Yes, I said work. Number 13, work can seem like a pretty dirty word, but labor is a rewarding part of our lives. We are grateful to God for this opportunity to work. I am sure we have all complained about work, especially this time of the year. We've got a lot of things closing, Q4. We've got lots of things happening with the hustle and bustle of Christmas, you know, just around the corner. Yet without our work, where would we be? Work is the fiber of our lives, and when we find work that's fulfilling, it offers us a sense of purpose, meaning, and pride in our lives. Work is truly a blessing. So even if you aren't fulfilled by your work right now, please be grateful for doing good work and for the work you've done and for the work you will do. And just do it well. Whatever it is God gave you to do, do it to the best of your ability and thank Him for it. Work is a blessing. We all have many things to be thankful for this Thanksgiving season, and that we know we can view all of these things with appreciation. Sometimes it takes a change in our perspective to find all the blessings in disguise that surround us. Begin to incorporate some of these ideas that I've shared and consider other blessings that you may be overlooking in your life. By doing so, it will help you develop acceptance, strength, and courage to make a better life for yourself and for others around you. We're so happy to be here to share with you the next part of our show. Now, our show is a little longer because it's a Christmas special. I'm sorry, Thanksgiving special going into Christmas. So I wanted to tell you that coming up for our Christmas special, we have a fundraiser we're doing for cancer awareness. And I'm helping to host this cause as your Miss Georgia Ambassador for Cancer during the Christmas season. So please reach out to us on the 4 Radio site. We'll be posting some more information. What we're going to be doing is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have teams, and we're going to be reaching out to have team leads from various organizations and friends and family who will help us with this fundraiser. The fundraiser is basically going to be called Teddy Kingdom. So the Teddy Kingdom is basically teddy bears that we are going to have people adopt. And we have a site where you'll come and log in and register, and you'll, of course, be a part of a team, or you can just buy one individually if you like. and these teddy bears will be up for adoption. And once you adopt one of the teddy bears, get this, this is really exciting. Our teddy bears are going to go to a child in the hospital or a child in need that needs a teddy bear or a Christmas present, okay? And the funds from the fundraiser are going toward helping some people anonymously with some of their medical costs to help offset some of their cancer treatment. We already have some people appointed to assist us on this team. We're very excited. We thank you so much at Tamara's Table in advance for your participation in our teddy bear adoption called Teddy Kingdom. And we call it Teddy Kingdom because at For Radio Family, we're always focused on God's kingdom. And the teddy bears we are going to have you adopt will go toward these, you know, children and making them smile, you know, this holiday season. It's going to be a gift for these wonderful children. Thank you so much for being a part of Tamara's Table tonight. I want to go now for a moment to a prayer, and we'll just get ready then to close out our show for the night, and we'll wish you well until next time. We thank you, Father God, for your love, mercy, and grace. We are so thankful for all of your blessings. We thank you for the opportunities that you bring into our lives, for the relationships, and all of the bountiful goods that you give us. We thank you for the blessings that we may be overlooking. And we just are so grateful to you for everything, through the good, through the bad, through the indifferent. We just know that you're a perfect God, always embracing us, always loving us. And we are just cherishing you, our treasure. You live in our hearts and our souls. You are truly a gift. And this is the gift of Thanksgiving and Christmas that we are going to celebrate. We celebrate you. We thank you for joining Tamara's Table. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Join us next time at Tamara's Table for our Christmas special. Have a good night.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative. Always competitive priced. Always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Need tickets to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo this December? Boyd Gaming's got them. They offer room and ticket packages that include transportation to and from the rodeo. Visit www.boydgaming.com/NFR. Boyd Gaming is riding for the brand.
ForRadio.com.